Okay, so here's the truth. My first stint in university started in 2018, and in that year, I made zero friends. Literally, zero friends. And the reason was because I isolated myself from everybody. I didn't talk to people in my class, and I didn't really interact with many people who were in university. I literally nursed this annoying thing within me that just wants to be alone and isolate themselves from each and everyone who's around them. And I thought I was doing myself a favor at that time because I just wanted to get in and get out to university with my qualification. However, after that, I realized that I made a huge mistake, one which I still regret to this day, because afterwards, I met such amazing people. And had I opened up more, I would have met even more amazing people. And here's the thing. I'm an introvert, but that's no excuse for me not to make any friends. And I still struggle to make friends to this day, but I really want to try because I want to connect with more people and I would like to interact with many people because people are amazing. And once you meet more people, you get to experience new things and life becomes much, much better. And I want that for you too as well, especially if you're a student who is far away from home. I mean, you don't have your family there, so you need people who you will have to surround yourself with so that you can cope and survive university. So that's why I invited Unomvelo Ntuli on the show to come and basically help us in terms of how to navigate through all of this and how to make friends in university as a student who is far away from home. So yeah, it's time to dial it up because Youth 412 is on the line. My name is Ndowuhle Msana, majomti manqabulumbu kothwayo, imloyo. And today we are talking about how to find friends or meet new people in university, something that I personally have struggled with, and I know that I'm not the only one. And so to have this conversation with me, I invited Unomvelo Ntuli, one of my good friends, to come on the show and tell us more about how she made friends and how you can also make friends. Unomvelo, thank you very much for joining us on today's episode. Are you happy? Are you excited to be here? How are you feeling?
I am very excited. I've been waiting for this opportunity for the longest time, and thank you for finally inviting me. Yes, I'm very excited and looking forward to it.
All right, that's awesome. So before we start this interview, we just want to get to know you a little bit more. So can you just tell those people who are listening at home a little bit more about yourself, who you are, and yeah, what do you do, university or whatever?
Yeah, well, my name, Unomvelo Ntuli, as he has introduced me. I am 22 years old. I am studying at DUT, doing a bachelor in built environments of architecture. A very hard course, but a very enjoyable one as well. I am not an introvert, but I'm like in between the two, right? And I struggled to make friends in high school and primary mostly, but then when I got to university, it was much easier actually, because you meet a lot of people who have the same personality, who go to the same church or also have the same beliefs as you. So it's like very, you have like so many options to go about making your friends. So it's, yeah, that's me actually.
Wow, yeah. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. I actually like know your introverted side. I don't know much about that other side. I know a little bit of it, but I would like to see more of that extroverted side of you. So you did speak about, you know, that you had difficulties making friends in high school and primary, but in university, you know, it was a bit better for you. So why was it? I mean, you did explain a little bit, but can you just please dwell more on that? How difficult was it making friends in university for you? How long did it take? And yeah, can you just please just tell us about that journey for you?
When I got to university, which was 2019, I was more of the introvert. And I didn't go out of my room mostly. I would stay inside. I'd just be friends with my roommate, who's also an introvert. So we didn't go out much. We'd stay indoors. And so, as you know, maqali iskole, like koni drag and stuff and stuff. So I went back home. And then when I got back, the friend I had in class was more open to making new friends. She was just open to making new friends. And that scared me a lot because I'm not familiar with that. So I would just chill and wait for her to make friends, and then they'll be my friends. It was that chain until she stopped being friends with me, and then I was alone again. And then this one time, when I remember, I don't think you know her. She goes to our church as well. She invited me to church to come with her to Ustaz Masadiyuti. We went there and I met a girl from my class that I didn't even know that she was Seventh-day Adventist. That's how I made my first friend ever in varsity, who is also my friend till today. And through her, I made so many friends, and I have a very good support system and friends just because of that experience.
I mean, thank you very much for sharing that story. I mean, personally, for me, it took me so long to make my first friends. Just like you, I am an introvert, you know, and I mean, scary for me to go out and meet new people or, you know, start conversations with people. And so it took me a long time while I was in university, you know, duty, to actually make friends. And even the friends I made weren't even a lot, yeah. You know, someone who was isolated, definitely something I wouldn't recommend other people would do to do. But I guess it was my personality type. And, you know, speaking to that fact about, you know, how long it took you to make, you know, friends and all that, do you think that as someone who's an introvert, perhaps you should, you know, make the first move? You shouldn't just sit isolated by yourself. How do you go about making friends as someone who is more quiet or more reserved, especially in the new environments like university, whereby you don't know anyone?
Mm. Oh, 100%. If you're an introvert, you do not allow that to be a boundary of making new friends. I was lucky enough to have a lot of people from back home here in Durban, because I think it would have been very difficult for me to make friends. But then going to camp sometimes, and then when you get to university and you're like, oh, I know you from somewhere, I know you from camp, and then you get to make new friends. Also, just sitting there alone in your corner is not good, because you need support in like university. Like, a lot is happening, a lot of changes and a lot of developments, a lot of downfalls, a lot of things are going on. And if you do not have that strong support system, it's bad. So as an introvert, I learned that I should put that aside. I shouldn't let that be or define me, because I'm an introvert and I'm going to stay indoors, I'm not going to go out. I push myself to go out and meet people, see people, talk to people, understand other people. Also, I think going to boarding school also helped me to expand a little on my character and my personality, to get to know other people and how to engage into conversations with other people as well.
Well, I definitely love all of those points, especially what you said about, you know, not letting being an introvert define you, you know, going out of your way to actually start making friends. And you spoke also about the role of friends in university. And perhaps can you just, you know, dwell a bit more that someone, I thought that, you know, I could do this thing by myself, that I didn't necessarily need to have friends because maybe I have friends at church or something like that. So I don't necessarily need to make friends. But there are people who live far away from home, especially like yourself, who need to have, I don't want to say need, perhaps I need to hear that from you, that do you actually need to have friends? And what's the role of friends for a student, especially one who's living far away from home?
Oh yeah, you do. you do need friends, you need them. Or I should say personally, I needed friends more than anything ever. Because, first of all, I'm the only child with a single mom. So everything is just like, I don't want to say like centered to myself, but then I had to push myself to understand that I'm not the only person to exist. I'm not the only person who matters. I needed to understand other people's feelings. And in terms of needing friends, you know, there are things you can't, I don't want to say you can't tell your parents or anything, but there are things you can't actually express to your parents and actually have them understand. This is where I'm at, and this is how it's going to happen. But with your friends, because some of them are doing the same course as them, some of them are going through the same stuff as you, some of them are just learning life in general the same way you are. So the way you come about to express yourself to them will actually be very much easier than having to go back home and be like, yo, mom, you know what happened? This, and that happened. Also, going back to meeting friends, or because you're far away from home, another boundary that is very much there and visible is that me and my mom are from different generations, you know? So what's happening to me now might have not happened to her, like, during her time. Yeah, well, so I needed friends to help me through some other stuff that my mom couldn't understand or that my mom didn't go through the way I am going through it at that moment, you know. So friends are very much important, and having good friends or the right friends for every situation is also very important. Yes.
And I think it's something which is very important, that you are running this race with those people who are going through the same thing as you are. And the more you can relate to other people who have the same struggles, it is much better for you, because you have that support system around you. You have people who know you. I mean, not who know you, but who know what you're going through. And therefore, you know you're not the only one. And you can just help pick each other up and, you know, keep on going. I've learned that you can't really do it on your own. And especially like because of things like, especially like if you get friends who are in your class or something like that, you get people who remind you about assignments or ask you how far you are, things like that. And that's very necessary. And I like that you said the right friends. And perhaps, you know, looking at that, what do you define as the right friends? And how do you know that the people who I've just met are the right friends for me?
Oh, so for me, I didn't know that I have the right set of friends until I went through the very, very difficult time in my life academically. I don't know if I should share this. Is it okay if I share my personal experiences?
If you want to, it's up to you. Yeah.
Okay, so my first year when I got here, I was a mama's baby, and I would go home all the time. All the time I'd go home, and that did not only make me slack on schoolwork, it made me not be in the right headspace, because now I was mixing my personal life with my academic life. It just everything was messed up. I was having a hard time adapting to a new place, to a new setting, to a new environment as a whole. So what happened was I had failed my major first semester. That was construction. And that was very hard. It was very hard because for the first time ever in my life, I had failed on something that's very much important to me. And that as well, I learned a lesson from it. Witty, everything, before it gets right, you must get it like wrong so many times. And with the right support system, you can actually get through it. And that's not even like the half of it. I repeated the module. After repeating the module, my lecturer tells me, Ruti, I do not reflect on his list of registered people. Phew. So that one broke me. You know, it broke me to a point where I was like, yeah, I think I should like pause a bit and stop all this thing, because now school is just, it's a lot, you know. But then my friends were like, yeah, no, it happens, you know, to the best of us. I understand that we haven't gone through what you're going through, but it happens to a lot of people. Now, mind you, I'm not just set back a year. It's 2 years. So it's like, it's a lot. And now I'm thinking, it's okay, my friends are flourishing. My friends are, they're moving forward. I'm just standing still. I didn't understand. It got to a point where I was depressed. I was down bad. Like, I was down bad. But then, with good friends, njengoba ngishilo before, with the right friends for every situation, it's good for you to, like, set them out. These are my friends for these type of situations. Luckily, my friends all pulled through that time. They supported me. And they gave me the right encouragement just with a little dose of wake up. It's not just that. A lot is happening, you know. Go do your license. Go do this. Do this. The time is still waiting for the other semester to finish up. Do this at the meantime. Do this. So I feel like with the right friends are people who are going to help you, push you to your growth, or like tell you to do stuff that are outside your comfort zone. Because had I not had my friends during that time, I don't know. It would have been bad. Like, you could have had worse. I don't think we'd be having this interview right now. But my friends helped me through that situation. And I think that's when I knew, God just blessed me with the right friends.
Wow. That is so mind-blowing. First of all, thank you very much for sharing your story and being vulnerable with us. I mean, that must have been a really, really tough situation to go through. Thank you very much for being so open with us. And, you know, I really love that, you know, you highlight the fact that your friends are going to be the ones who, number one, support you, especially like when you are going through the most, you know, who will push you and who will help you grow in spite of challenges, you know, in spite of some tough situations. And that's so beautiful. And sometimes we perhaps might not know that these are the right friends until a situation, you know, like that, then reveals that these are actually the right people. And, you know, I guess that's something we should all learn, that sometimes perhaps we won't know if these are the right people until we actually have a situation which calls for them to actually act and be friends. And, you know, that's definitely something which is beautiful. And I guess we should all pray to have friends like yours who will support us, you know, when we are going through the most and, you know, who will help us out. And perhaps, you know, seeing that you are able to find friends, what do you do to actually make friends? I know it sounds like maybe a simple question, but like, what do I do if I want to make friends? Do I make the first move? Do I start a conversation? Where do I even meet the right people, the right kinds of friends?
You know, there's never a right place, a right time, right situation. Some of my friends we met in a very awkward situation, a very awkward place. It's either emotionally, physically, or even academically. We just met with my friends. And I was lucky enough. I always say this thing that God has been so very much merciful to me. He blessed me with very beautiful friends, not just beautiful with appearance, but their hearts, their minds, their spirituality, everything is just beautiful about them. And I'm not just talking about my school friends, like my university friends, even friends outside university that are helping me through university. They're just so beautiful. They're so, you know, so there is no right way of meeting someone who is your friend or who is going to be your friend or who is going to be the right friend. I don't think there's a procedure that you need to go through, but you can just push yourself a little bit to go out there and do what you think is best for you. Like, you know, start a conversation with someone. Like you're walking alongside with someone, you never know which the person you're walking alongside with is going to be your friend or not. The person you sit next to every day in class might not be your friend, but someone who's sitting at the back might be your friend. So creating conversations, either school or small talk, sometimes are very important because they lead to a good conversation. And I think that's the only, it's not the only way, but it's the way to meet people and to narrow them down. It's okay, I don't want to be friends with this one because of this, 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 and that. And I don't believe that that's how I want to start a friend, or I want a friendship, or I want to have that type of friend in my life. You know, you narrow them down because at the end of the day, you have complete control of who you have in your space. You need to protect that. You need to protect yourself, your peace. So going out and starting conversations, small talks, is going to just be the good way of starting to choose out, it's okay, this one, no, this one, 100%, you know, or this one, maybe, you know. So going out and talking and engaging in conversations, even uncomfortable ones, just so you know someone, obviously this is how they reason, this is how they think, is very important. I think that's like the first step of making friends.
I definitely love that, you know, that there is no, you know, right way or right procedure. Sometimes, you know, it will happen by chance, but you also have to, you know, take the first step sometimes, make that conversation. You start that conversation with someone, talk to them, get to know them a little bit, you know, because you won't know someone if you don't make a conversation with them. Maybe God has, you know, made that person to be your friend, and if you don't strike up a conversation, you might miss out on that. And you know, speaking about that, I definitely am loving this, and I would love for us, you know, to start making friends. And I'd like for the Youth Photo to do something or create an event or something whereby we can meet new friends. So perhaps by the time you're listening to this, we might have something special planned, guys, for you guys to get to engage with other people, get to make new friends who are like-minded perhaps, and who might be your friends for life. So stay tuned for that. But besides that, you know, maybe the last question I have for you is, what do you do if you are really, really struggling to meet your people? By your people, like the people who are aligned with you in terms of your mindset, your values, and your goals, or whatever it is that you measure up the right type of friendships. What do you do in that instance? Do you settle with, you know, anyone, or do you wait? Do you, I don't know, you know, what do you do in that instance whereby you're really struggling and you're just like, maybe I should quit, you know? What do you say to someone like that?
Well, honestly, this life thing is so unpredictable, and meeting people who are as same, like, of a mindset as you is very, like, close to slim, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like if you put yourself in the settings where people who have the same beliefs or the same mindset as you, putting yourself into those settings, like going into, so this other girl once advised me, because I had real troubles making friends. And I called my other friend back home, like, yo, it's bad. I don't have friends here. And it's like every time I'm having a little problem or a little inconvenience, I call my mom. I want to go back home and everything. I just, you know, and then she's like, no, what you need to do is you need to put yourself in settings where there are people who are as mind-like as you, you know. You need to allow yourself to be in a place where people think and believe in what you do. So I think finding the right setting and finding the right group of people you want to be friends with will be a very good start of making friends that are just of your preference, you know. You get yourself into settings that are just, you know, boxed into what you want, you know, and like push yourself outside of your comfort zone. Yes.
Well, I think that's very awesome. You know, getting yourself in situations whereby you're most likely to meet friends, putting yourself in settings whereby people who are like-minded, like, you know, people who have the same mindset is very important. I mean, if you don't like soccer, if you don't watch soccer, you shouldn't go to a stadium to meet friends, or you shouldn't go whereby they're watching soccer or something like that. You know, so putting yourself in situations or places whereby you're most likely going to meet people who are like you, I definitely love that. And I hope that you guys who've been listening to this start putting yourself out there. I'm talking to myself as well, because I have struggled a lot, you know, with getting out of my comfort zone, with pushing myself. And something that Nomvelo has challenged me today to do, to be, you know, someone who is more out there, someone who gives puts themselves out there and tries and meet new people. So thank you very much, Nomvelo, for everything that you have shared. I am so mind blown right now. I'm sure everyone is. I don't know. Do you have any, you know, social media handles or whatever where, but you'd like people to connect with you, maybe to become your friend or something? If you would like to share that, you can share that with us, and perhaps some parting words as well.
Oh yeah, my Instagram handle is nomvelo_n. And yeah, I'm open to new friends. I'm open to a large circle. I'm open to anything that like life throws at me. I feel like also letting go and letting life happen and letting God decide for you where to go and what direction to take at what point is actually a very good start to everything. Letting go and letting God is just a good way of starting. Because if you hold up yourself and if you like hold yourself hostage, it's just going to make things worse. You're not going to find the right people. You're not going to find your, comfort zone. And it's going to be very much difficult if you want to stay in that position, but also make friends. So just letting go and let everything flow. It's just a good way of starting. There is no other way I've known to help. Yeah.
Let go and let God take charge. Let God take control. He will definitely find you the people who you need in your life. Thank you very much, Nomvelo, for everything that you've shared. Thank you very much to you who is watching or listening to this podcast. See you next time, same place on the Youth 412 podcast. Remember, young people, to not let anyone look down on you because you are young, or to set an example to other young believers in conversation, in word and spirit, and in love, faith and purity. God bless. Thank you very much to Nomvelo for coming on the show and giving me and you such wonderful insights. I did make a remark in terms of a social event which Youth 412 would plan. Well, there is not one which we are doing anytime soon. However, there is one which we are planning for the end of the year, whereby we'll be meeting and greeting each other and we'll be having fun and enjoying each other's companies. As a matter of fact, go and follow us on our social media pages at youth412_ZA so that we keep you up to date on everything that is happening on Youth 412. Someone said that I sound monotonous when I speak. Now, perhaps that's one of the reasons why I'm overcompensating today, but I do appreciate that feedback. So if you or anybody else has any feedback that you have on the show, what you like or what you don't like about the show or about me, the host, please do tell us. Share with us on our DMs at youth412_ZA on Instagram and TikTok, or you can just email us at sayyouth412@gmail.com and tell us everything that you would like to share with us. And yeah, that's all for today. Make sure that you catch us next time on the Youth 412 podcast. Oh, okay, it's fine. I'll tell you next time. Goodbye.